you buy in a, you buy in a grocery store that has very little lien in it.
60 cents a foot, you said, isn't it?
Huh?
60 cents a foot.
All right.
Yeah, that's right.
What is that?
It has very little lien in it. It's kind of pork that has very little lean in it. Little, you know, it's mostly fat. Women use it in cooking.
Oh, fat bags from no fat. There's no lean in that
all
fat
right.
bag.
There's fat bag that has no lean at all. That's from the back of the hog, right?
Yeah.
What do you call the meat from the underside of the hog?
Well, that goes into your middling when you cut the hog up.
Okay. The middling is?
Sow belly.
All right. Is sow belly and middling the same thing?
They're all together. You split it right down through the center when you cut a hog. And
uh-huh.
Oh, and you cut that in the middle and you saw that down. You use it mostly for sealing.
Uh-huh.
Seasoning.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
The home country folks do. And then they fry some of it. Uh-huh. With a streaky. They fry some of it. Bacon.
Okay. Is bacon only if you bought bacon, by the way, in a long thing, and just, you know, you have a big
strip.
What do you call that whole big
bacon strip?
You call that whole big thing a strip that you buy and carry home that you have to slice up?
Yeah, it's streaked, you know.
Yeah. Do you ever call it a slab or a side of bacon?
That's a middling, same thing they call a middling.
Okay. And what would you in smoked meat, smoked pork, smoked and salted with lean, you'd call that bacon? That was,
yeah, you could. Yeah. Yeah, you can smoke bacon.
What do you call, what about the, when you get bacon, we used to get, make bacon in the smokehouse, you have the big piece of bacon or middling, and you're going to slice it. And that end part that was very hard, that hard crust on the end that you couldn't eat.
Skin?
Okay, and where do you go to the store to buy meat nowadays? What's the man called who works in there?
Butcher.
And meat packed in a casing is called?
Oh, it is, Mitzi.
All right.
I have that now.
Meat in a casing. You know, that you're going to have. Well, what kind of meat might you have for breakfast other than bacon?
Oh, right. I have it. Get what to call it now. I don't buy it myself.
The kind that's ground up.
A sausage.
All right. If meat's left out too long, what do you call it? You say that meat is
cankered.
All right.
It's full.
All right.
No good. Throw it away.
All right. You say cankered. You call it.
That's when it's full.
Okay.
Throw that away. Good for nothing.
Did you ever used to make something with the meat from the hog's head?
Souse.
How's that made?
They cook it, the head and the feet, and they cook it, and then they mash it up, cook it to pieces in there.
Uh-huh.
And then they work that up. Uh-huh. They do it now. Make souse meat up. You ever eat any?
I think it's the same thing as head cheese. And I've eaten head cheese.
No, I think it's a different thing.
It is?
Souse meat and what is it they call it? It's two different things.
Head cheese is different than
from sauce.
Yeah, head cheese is jelly, I think.
Yeah.
Sauce.
I forget what the...
What does sauce look like when it's...
It'll be in a case just like cheese. You can slice it just like cheese. And fry it, and sometimes fry it in batter. Put a batter and fry it, and it's good.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether you're eating or not, but it is.
I'm not...
Yeah, sauce, good sauce meat's hard to beat.
Did you ever make any sausage with the liver of animals?
No.
Or with the blood of animals?
No.
You're familiar with liver mush?
No, I don't know about liver mush. Now you take the sausage, what makes your best sausage, you tender on. You know where that is, do you?
Is that from the underside? Or?
No. When you split a hog right down, the may you